Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, January 12, 2009, Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. Tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our moresuccessteam.com website. Our team is laser-focused on recruiting, and immediately following tonight's call at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will be doing a special 20-minute recruiting call for you and your prospective associates. Just call back on the same number that you called in on this call. Now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, Millionaire Club member, and the leader of our Moore Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
Can you hear me okay, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Well, first of all, Randy, I know you'll be telling them later in the meeting today, but we want to be sure and caution everybody to hurry and get registered for the Moore breakout session for the International Convention, because we're going to be filled up, and they're beginning to fill up right now. So anyone that can, when you get off this call tonight, jump on, get registered. If not, do it tomorrow. And then Randy and Mr. John Hale and I, Mr. Stonesiver, has booked us for the 31st up in St. Louis, Missouri. So anyone in that area, we'd be very happy to see them and try to do them a great job. And then, Randy, that was a great call we just had with Bob Griffin and Barbara from out in California. What a fantastic job that lady did. And, of course, Bob always does a great job. So we want to thank them one more time for doing that. And, of course, we're very fortunate tonight, Randy, to have the gentleman on the call we're going to have. Because, like you said, we are laser focused right now on trying to recruit. Along we've got to sell a few sales to pay the bills while we're recruiting. But, Randy, this gentleman tonight is the number one money earner in prepaid, been at it a very long time. I could give him all the accolades in the world, and it wouldn't be enough to give for him for what he's done for prepaid and what he's doing for prepaid right now. He's so many diamonds, I probably cannot, coming from southeastern Oklahoma, cannot speak that high. But it's great to have this gentleman on the call with us tonight, and it's quite an honor because he is a very busy person. He has a great team of his own, but he's right out there on Harlan's team helping everyone. Tonight I'd like to introduce to Mr. Dave Savola.
Well, thank you, Ken. Can you hear me okay, both you and Randy?
And one more time, Dave, before you get started, thank you so very much for taking your valuable time out to help our team.
Well, it really, it's everybody's team in the world of prepaid legal, and I appreciate the invitation of being on tonight. I actually just walked in the door a little while ago from a presentation down in Atlanta, Georgia, and I understand the theme of our call tonight is the theme of our company and the theme of what's going on in the world of prepaid legal services tonight, and that's obviously the presentation and the recruiting, mania that we need to be creating across the country right now. I think everybody realizes, and if you haven't tonight, maybe what I can do for just a short period of time here tonight, really reconvince you and establish your excitement and enthusiasm towards where our company is going and why today I still continue my road running the road of America and Canada to share the good name and the good words of what prepaid legal services is all about. We're just in a great situation. Unfortunately, the country's not in such a great situation, but there always has to be a solution to the problem that's out there today. And obviously, that problem is a number of different factors. One is obviously the legal issues that people are experiencing in our country today, and obviously, we're the solution to that. One of the presentation I did tonight was with about eight different business gentlemen in Atlanta, Georgia here. And really, I talked about the product, and I talked about the quality and the service and the value of what we've got. And I really come back and I said, look, this is not a product that you sell. This is a product that you inform the American population that it's here and that it exists. And I says, it's really just that simple. But the other side of it, obviously, we know is identity theft and what's going to happen in that arena and how fast that's going to continue to grow. So from a product standpoint, all of you tonight on this call are already convinced, because you wouldn't be members if you weren't, of the value of what the service provides for both you and your family. But the other side of it, obviously, is really the dimension that we all should be ramping up on, and that's the opportunity. That really is the recruiting side of our business tonight, to share with people across this country who are looking for, just really a new way of life, because in many cases that's exactly what's happening because of corporate America and obviously the downsizing and outsizing of many companies throughout our throughout our country tonight. People are looking for a way to get restarted in their life and be in control of their life. You know, I'm so very fortunate because, you know, a number of years ago somebody took the time to recruit me. And, you know, I just didn't fall out of the sky one day and land in 808 Oklahoma. Somebody actually took me to a luncheon one afternoon, sat me down, and shared the program with me. And as a result of it, fortunately, you know, I did become the number one income earner in the world of prepaid legal. It wasn't because of any great and mystical talent for everybody on this call tonight. It was basically something that all of you should write down if you're making some notes here tonight. And that was just really, really a dedication and a really good work habits. You know, I learned a long time ago in coaching kids and coaching football. And again, I had another football team this year that went to the championship here in Georgia. And, you know, it comes back down to the day-to-day operation and practice, staying with the basic and the fundamentals, and then constantly pounding that and attach that all to enthusiasm and excitement. If you've got a winning program, you know, that's going to make not only success on the football field, but also success in business. So I really drug that same formula into the world of prepaid legal. When I got enthusiastic about where our company was at, where it was possibly going to be going, and I wanted to be a great part of that. And right now we all know that we're sitting in less than a 2% market share penetration. We've got 98% to go. So if you ever wondered if you're sitting in the right place at the right time, well, tonight is obviously that, that answer is loud and clear. But the recruiting side of this thing, of building a prepaid legal business, is nothing more than sharing this business with people on an individual and a daily basis. You know, the key factor is really every single day. It's not once a week. It's not once a month, but it's every day. And the pattern that you get in will really set the financial growth of your business tonight for all of you on this call today. I know many of you say, well, I'm just part-time. I have a commitment over here. I have a commitment there. Somewhere in that day, you can find the time to meet a new prospect, whether it be for breakfast or lunch or in the evening. I don't care if it's 11 o'clock at night. There were many times that I was out 11, 12 o'clock at night, still doing meetings in coffee shops or whatever it took, because I was that hungry for the opportunity that Prepaid Legal had created for me, and I certainly was not going to waste it. So we have to put the urgency in recruiting tonight in regards to building each and every one of your organizations here. And once you set fire to yourself, trust me, the rest of your organization will build. Somebody once said to me, well, Dave, there may never be anybody in your entire business that will be as dedicated as you are. But, you know, but if you're the one that's committed, the difference will come from that. And again, we tonight, all of you that are on this call tonight are leaders. You would not be on this call if you were not leaders. You'd be, you know, watching TV and the news like most of Americans are doing tonight, and you wouldn't be gathering up information and nuggets that can help you build a business. When I talk about recruiting, you know, there's so many things that I could share with all of you tonight from my field training that I've adapted over the years. But I can tell you this: number one is that the eyes and ears of America are obviously open. So people are ready. They're in the ready position. So what we've got to be doing is we've got to be getting in front of those people and more. Now, there's obviously a number of people we're going to get in front of. Some of you are brand new on this call tonight as new associates, just joining, the MORE team tonight. You know, you obviously are going to get to that warm list of people that you know. That's that warm and fuzzy list of people, acquaintances, family members, cousins, nephews, so on and so forth. People that you went to college with, people that you went to school with, and whatever level that may have been. The bottom line is simply the fact is that if you juggle that list and start really thinking tonight, you're going to come up with more people that you haven't contacted in many years. And as a result of it, it's a good time to be doing that because, again, that call from an individual means the fact that you've been thinking about them. Sometimes I'll just pick up the phone and call somebody that I've just been thinking about over the years, and I just call them and I say, you know, today was the day I decided I needed to call you. I've been thinking about you, and, we haven't talked in years, and I just want to call and say hi, and really just start a general conversation with somebody. And as the general conversation starts, which all of you obviously know how to do, the bottom line is from there, eventually it leads into family, and then it always leads into your profession. And with that, obviously, when people ask you what you do for a living, I'm pretty simple with this. I simply say prepaid legal, and they ask me what that is. And then I begin the opportunity of explaining that to each and every individual. So tonight, you know, let's take a look at that warm and fuzzy list and ask yourself, have you really contacted the people, in your circle of friends and neighbors, acquaintances, and relatives? And I guarantee you probably left hundreds of them out. You know, the other side of the recruiting side is really, you know, the association of people that you deal with from a business standpoint. I'm talking about the people in your regular, you know, community. I'm talking about the business owner. I'm talking about the, you know, I'm talking about your doctor. I'm talking about the dentist. I'm talking about the person that comes and possibly cleans your house, or the person that basically, you know, may, you know, be the bug man, you know, that comes and, you know, disinfects the house or sprays the house or whatever it may be. The mailman, the Federal Express gentleman, the guy, you know, the UPS, you know, delivery person. All these people that we have day-to-day operations with, you know, that we deal with. And again, there are so many numerous amounts of those people that none of you have even talked to today. People that you meet in the grocery store, where you go shopping at, where you get your hair done, or your hair cut, where you get your nails done. Maybe this is a suntan booth. Whatever it may be, you're going to be surprised that as you start working that list tonight, and that's the business list, and what you do on a day-to-day operation, obviously, you're going to find that that's going to be a huge list for all of you. And then the third and last part of the list is really the cold market. Those are the people that are in what I call the you're getting ready to meet and greet. And those are the people that you're going to meet each and every day of your life. And I can tell you one thing about me that I won't let a person get within about, you know, if you're 10 or 15 feet away, I'm probably going to be attacking you from a standpoint of trying to meet you and try to basically get an opportunity to build a friendship with you. And that leads to that, you know, that four-step program that I've been sharing across the country. And I will tell you, all of you tonight, I don't share anything with anybody on this call tonight that I don't physically do. I don't read, you know, I'm not a big reader. And somebody said, well, you should read, you know, you read a lot of positive books and that's where you get a lot of your information. No, I do not. You know, I do read positive books periodically, but I found out that personal activity is a positive flow factor for me. And I'm in a business where I need to be aggressive, not reading, all right? The bottom line is simply that if you talk about number one, complimentary, if you compliment people, especially people you meet each and every day, you're going to develop a real friendship with these individuals. They're going to like you, and that's important. So I spend my time each and every day complimenting somebody. It could be the dress they may have it on, or it could be the tie that they're wearing, the car they're driving. It could just be, you know, something that I watched them do that I thought that they did a great job at. And that complimentary factor, let me tell you something, is one of my secrets to my success in recruiting and building the business. Obviously, the second part of that, as I've talked about at the convention, is really the contact. And that's nothing more than shaking your hand and introducing yourself. So it could be Randy Moore tonight. And Randy's always a well-dressed young man. I may say to Randy, that's a great-looking tie you got on. He said, well, thank you. And I said, my name's Dave Savoy. What's yours? And he'll say, my name's Randy Moore. He says, good to meet you, Randy Moore. Now, the third step is really the critical and really the area that helps me develop and build an organization. And that is simply the fact of building the friendship. Through the friendship, I'll find out a lot about Randy Moore. I'll find out a lot about Ken Moore. Find out a lot about their family, where they make their home, where they used to live, you know, from time to time. You know, most people today, when I have conversations with them, are not from, generally speaking, you know, where they grew up. You know, they were either relocated several times. Tonight, one of the gentlemen was from Newcastle, Pennsylvania. But he lived in San Diego, California for over 15 years. From there, he moved to Tampa, Florida, and a number of other places. Now, you see, through that, building that friendship, I find out all these different areas of the country that they lived in. Well, obviously, in all those areas of the country, what does this individual have? He has a great deal of contacts. And those contacts create that list of people that I'm going to go after and help that individual go after. And as a result, through that, I'll probably find somebody that's motivated enough to become an executive director in the world of prepaid legal. So building the friendship, finding out about their family, their children, their activities, you know, what they like to do, you know, what's their sports events, so on and so forth. It's just a lot of fun in doing that. Of course, the questions come back, and they ask you the same thing. The fourth and last thing, then, is what is your profession? What do you do for a living? And then from there, what I try to find, if I try to find the niche that you know, really kind of fits more into our product area than ever before. So this individual will say, well, Dave, my background is I'm in the insurance industry. My background, I'm a, you know, I'm a pastor of a church, or I'm a teacher, I'm a coach. Whatever that may be, okay, we know for certain that our product fits into their lifestyle. But the bottom line is finding out a little bit about their profession tells me, number one, are they a presenter? Number two, are they people that have are involved in, you know, activities within the community? You know, and I learn more about that individual through that. And then eventually what they're simply going to do is they're going to ask you what you do for a living. And when they say that, I simply say prepaid legal. And they ask me, what is prepaid legal? and that puts me obviously then into the exposure side of our program. So these are some tips tonight that can be so helpful to all of you in building your business that I know, and I hope a lot of you are making some notes tonight, because what I tell you is what I do. I'm not the biggest recruiter in the world of prepaid legal, but what I do, which is it kind of sets me apart a little bit, is when I do recruit that individual, I dig very deeply as fast as I can into that individual's life, into that individual's contacts, so that I can start looking quickly down through that individual to who's going to be the person that's going to become the next executive director in that line of sponsorship. And then once I look and I find that individual that's willing to do the things that are very important. Now, what are the things that are very important? Well, number one is obviously learning how to do a PBR. Number two is setting up a weekly meeting, system in that local market area that they may live in. And then thirdly, obviously, what I want them and expect them to do is attend the national convention, which Ken was talking about, you know, through your breakout sessions and that tonight on this call. So we have to find people tonight that are willing to do the things that are going to make success happen for them. If they're not willing to do that, you know, again, the bottom line is that where you want to spend your time? Probably not. But do you want to keep them within your circle? Absolutely. Do you want to be kind to them and help them in any way? Absolutely. But you can't, as a business person here tonight, spend that much time with an individual that's not going to get moving. You know, I can tell you, in putting together a football team, I look for 11 on each side of the ball. And the bottom line, I might have 80 kids, that want to play, but I only, you know, I'm looking for the 11 that are really serious about the game. And that's what we need to do. We look for serious people, serious-minded people that have really what I call, a commitment to a better way of life. And once I have that individual, then it's very easy at that point in time to really, really start moving with them. And again, I help them conduct their first couple meetings. From then I turn it over to them and I come back in and I re-support that structure. And that's why I continuously travel across the country, not so much from a standpoint of personal recruiting, but from a standpoint of supporting and developing those downline organizations. I'm most proud of the fact that the number of millionaires that I have in my business, the number of people that are earning, you know, million-dollar incomes and $100,000 and on up incomes. I'm very proud of that more than anything else, besides the titles and things that I've been given. I'm out here today, as financially I'm very well off, as many of you well know. My residual income is a multiple seven figures today. And the bottom line is I don't need to be out there, but I want to be out there. I want to stay on the playing field of what I believe, honestly, for all of you tonight on this call, is really probably the greenest and biggest field that we've ever been to have the opportunity to be on. If you don't believe that tonight, then here's what I challenge you to do. Sit back and just watch. Sit back and just watch and watch what happens. And then you can, if you like, possibly you can buy a big shoe and eventually down the road you can kick yourself for not doing much in this business. I don't want that to happen to anybody on this call tonight. I want all of you to be motivated and excited and inspired to get underway. There couldn't be a company that's put together more, opportunity for all of us. Expanded the marketing plan, expanded the compensation, expanded the trips, expanded the car bonuses, the cash bonuses. You know, we're doing things other companies aren't doing. In fact, other companies aren't even thinking about what we're doing. What they're thinking about is surviving. All we're thinking about is how can we improve? How can we help? We have the cash to do it. We're a cash-rich cow company. That is really important in the times that we live in today. Nobody's going to look at a business in this country today that has anything in regards to a tainted past or possibly, you know, it's not going to be here 4 or 5 years from now. That's not the case in the world of prepaid legal. So, you know, I'm very excited about having the invitation to be on your call tonight. Randy, Ken, thank you guys. I hope I've shared a few little nuggets, and if you'd like to ask me a question or two, I'd be more than happy to do that. So I'll turn it back to you guys.
Can you hear me right, Dave?
Yeah, did I lose you?
No, I'm always don't know when I got myself muted out, Dave, to be honest with the whole crowd. So, you know, you were saying about, you know, calling people. It fits right in line with the other day I just told Polky at the home office. I said, Polky, I want to show you something. And I had – there's some military people, a couple of colonels and a couple of sergeants. I hadn't talked to it over 20 years. But I just called those guys up, told them how nice it was to hear from them. We chatted about some things we knew, you know, from military days. And now one of those guys is helping me – get some new business. He's in the business with me, just out of that call. And it was great just to visit with someone I hadn't talked to in a long time also. So it's a two-fold thing there. You get you an extra recruit or two, and you get some extra business, and you renew some old friendships you don't know how to turn out in the long run. So I thought that was every bit of your advice was such great advice, and we are so very thankful for you and your leadership and what you are doing for the company. We just appreciate it very much, and I'm sure Randy's got some things. But, Dave, thank you very much. If I could ever do a call for you, I'd be very happy to.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate it very much.
Mr. Spola, I really didn't have anything else. I appreciate all those words of wisdom on recruiting. You know, we are really on a mission on our team and within Prepaid Legal right now to help so many people all across North America. And I know everywhere that I go, you're there. You've already been there many times over. I just want to thank you for the leadership that you bring to Prepaid Legal. And I know you just get out there and you get it out every day, day in, day out, on the trail, working with Prepaid Legal, working with all the different teams in Prepaid. I just want to thank you very much for all that you do for our company.
And, Dave, you know, there's one other thing. You know, there used to be this old song, Kilroy was here in the military days. You remember that?
Right.
Well, now then, I noticed that all those are marked through and says Dave was here.
Well, thank you, Keith. Andy, thank you, and congratulations to your great success, and congratulations to all you leaders on this call tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
I appreciate it.
All right, Mr. Spola, thank you very much. Now I want to go out to Arizona and to $250,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member. He's also a Platinum 3 Executive Director, Mr. Tony Hughes. Tony, are you on the call?
Yes, Mr. Moore, thank you. Boy, thank you so much for you and your dad for lining up incredible speakers for this Monday night call every single week. Mr. Spola gave us some tips that were worth millions of dollars, and I just hope everybody was taking notes of everything that he said. And I know Dave, and he said something that he said, I don't tell you anything that I don't do myself, and I can tell you for a fact that Dave Spola is the real deal. He doesn't say one thing on a conference call and then do something in real life. One of the things that I was privileged to be able to have the opportunity was to host him on several different occasions, both in Utah and in Arizona, and just to watch him, he talks about complimenting people. He's one of the most complimentary people that I've ever met in my life. He meets a pure stranger within about 30 seconds. They're like his old lost buddy, you know, his friend. And so just appreciate you guys for lining him up and for all of the guest speakers that you have each and every week. Randy, I think you wanted me to mention we've got a couple of very special opportunities for the More Success team this week. Late, a little bit later tonight, in fact, in about 38 minutes, we're going to have a live recruiting conference call. This will be more for the people on the West Coast, people in the Mountain Time Zone, maybe get a couple folks from the Central Time Zone, and if there's some late, you know, second shift people out on the East Coast, we'd love to have them on here as well. But starting at 9 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Central, so that'd be, 8 o'clock Pacific time, we're going to do a 20-minute live overview of the Prepaid Legal opportunity. And that's going to be complete with product overview as well as a brief compensation plan overview. So be sure and get a few folks on that call. That's the same phone number that you dialed in tonight. Then make a note, January 14th, this coming Wednesday evening, we're going to be conducting a live recruiting webinar. We did one last week. We had a couple little glitches, but all in all, it went well. This week, we've worked out all the glitches. We won't have any technical difficulties. We got it figured out. It was kind of a new thing for us, but we've got it down to a science now. And talk about a cool technology. It's so simple. You just click on a link, put in your first name, last name, your email address, whether you're a guest or associate, and boom, you're on the webinar. It's that simple. All they have to do is just click on a link. And, Mr. Moore, I believe you're going to be sending an email out this week, today or tomorrow, inviting everybody on the team to participate, to invite people on this webinar. We're going to have Mr. Kyle Kimbrell, a $250,000 ring earner, and myself, both Millionaire Club members, both $250,000 ring earners. We've got live testimonials that will be on the webinar as well. And, you know, it's just a great way to be able to expose people to the business. If we can't get people to come to a business briefing, maybe they're tied up, maybe they can just hop on their computer and click on a link and log into a live webinar. So that's going to be this Wednesday, 6 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. It's going to be 30 minutes in length. The PowerPoint is awesome. It's got built-in video clips. We've got an identity theft video clip that came off of CNN News. We also have the video clip of the lawyer that talks about the identity or the legal shield with a young man that got pulled over for having running lights on his car. We have that built in to this 30-minute presentation. It's a dynamite presentation. If you get people on that webinar Wednesday night, it's almost a guarantee they're going to come on board. It's just real rapid pace. It's really a one-hour business briefing. It's really what it is, but we just do it in half the time, 30 minutes. We take out a lot of the fluff and the stories, and we just get right down to business. And it's high-paced. It's high energy. So that's coming up this Wednesday night. You want to promote that to every person that you know that has an email address. Just when you get the email from Mr. Moore, take that email, that link that's in there, send it out to everybody you know and tell them, look, if you want to make more money in 2009 than you did in 2008, you can't afford to miss this live webinar coming up Wednesday evening. And just say, just click on the link that's in this email, and you know, it's self-explanatory on how to join. And then following that, that's going to be at 6 o'clock Pacific time. We're going to take a 30-minute break. So we'll go from 6 to 6:30 Pacific, and you have to kind of figure out your time zone there. But we're going to take a 30-minute break, and then at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern, we're going to have four Millionaire Club members from the Moore Success Team that are going to conduct a one-hour training on the new marketing plan. And so what you're going to want to do is it's going to be a live webinar. Same thing. When you see the link for this four Millionaire Club member training that we're going to do Wednesday night, just click on that link, and it'll put you into this webinar. And here's what we want everybody to do. We want you to submit any questions you have relevant to the marketing plan, any questions whatsoever. If you've got questions on how you're getting compensated, or if you have questions on how to move someone in as a $249 Fast Start associate, or you don't understand what you need to do to move to a senior associate, anything at all, just submit those questions as soon as possible, hopefully by tomorrow. Anything after about noon, 2 o'clock Central Time on Wednesday is going to be too late, because we're going to integrate those into the PowerPoint that we're using on this live webinar. And here's where you need to submit your questions. You're going to send your questions to pplquestions@gmail.com. Real simple. pplquestions, and that's a plural word, questions, at Gmail. That's Google Mail. So pplquestions@gmail.com, and we will answer every single question that's reasonable. We will put those in the PowerPoint. You know, a lot of people are just shy. They're bashful. They're afraid to ask questions when we do conference calls, that sort of thing. We won't even read your name. You can just submit the question. We'll make sure to have four Millionaire Club members that are going to be training that evening that will be answering your questions. We'll make sure that everybody understands how the new marketing plan works, how to recruit people at $249, how to move people to senior associate, then how to move them to manager and director and so on and so forth. So hopefully you guys will plug into that. Mr. Jeff Hughes, Platinum 2 Executive Director out of Fort Worth, Texas. Mr. Randy Moore, Platinum 2 Executive Director out of Durant, Oklahoma. Mr. Kyle Kimbrell, Platinum 3 Executive Director out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And myself, Platinum 3 Executive Director, all Millionaire Club members. It's going to be a great event. Mr. Moore, I'm very excited about it. Appreciate your willingness to participate in it. And again, that's going to be at 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Mountain, 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern this coming Wednesday night. Back to you, sir.
Well, I appreciate it very much, Mr. Hughes. You and Mr. Kimbrell have done an awesome job so far, getting some very positive feedback on all the recruiting calls that you guys have been doing. And the webinar is something new, but it was awesome. The participation we had the other evening was just astounding. And once all these glitches are out, I know it'll even go up from there. So thank you again, Mr. Hughes, for being on the call tonight. We appreciate all the time and effort that you put in to this recruiting process. So thanks again. I want to remind everyone that tonight's call has been recorded and will be available for playback. Just go to our website, www.moresuccessteam.com. The calls are MST calls are actually archived there, and this call should be up sometime tomorrow. I want to remind everyone again that the convention in Oklahoma City is in March, and it's coming up really quick. So if you haven't yet registered for the convention, you need to do that. Also, while you're on the website, you can go to the More Success team there, and you can go ahead and click and get your breakout tickets right there. And, of course, the more you buy there, the better break that you get on those. So we're really excited about all the recruiting that's going on with prepaid, all the new announcements, and all the enthusiasm and excitement that's in the field. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Hear me okay, Randy?
Yes, sir.
You know, Randy has a great call. Dave did a wonderful job. I appreciate everything Tony and everybody said. It's great to have a team like ours that binds together. And the truth about it is, you're right. The More Success Breakout is always the highlights. I've heard everybody from Tony to Jeff to Linda Bowden up say it's the best part of the whole convention. The main thing is, Randy, we'll get our team together. But right now, I'd just like to say is it's great to be on such a team as Harlan Stone Cypher's team, the whole prepaid team. When the economy is the way it is today, and yet our incomes can go up, our prospects are just dying to get us to talk to them. And it, like my grandpa used to say, there's not a stranger. It's only a friend waiting for you to say hello. But there's a lot of friends out there right now, Randy, just waiting for you and I to say hello to them. But I want to thank you, Randy, for everything you're doing, everything's participating. And I'd like to say thank you to everybody, and God bless you, and good night.
Again, now, in 28 minutes, you need to stay on the call, and you'll be able to hear the recruiting call.
That is
at
correct.
10 p.m. Central.
Thanks for reminding us, Randy. We
all right.
Appreciate that. God bless, and good night.
Good night, everyone.